His real-life vision of sending a man to the moon struck a popular chord that threatened world peace. The space race promised a tangible fantasy contest, but with knowledge and glory as its science fiction prize. For a generation that had grown up watching fantasies on movie screens, this drama proved irresistible, live and in real chronicle time on television. To rocket into cramped space, hurtle into the Atlantic Ocean, a tiny capsule over 15 miles toward the heavens, and parachuted back about 15 minutes later. A small but fledgling step for the significant space program. Significant. Then to be rocketed into orbit around the Earth.
Godspeed.
Millions watched the final seconds to liftoff of a ship friendship, whether triumph or tragedy.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're programming and rolling
loud and clear.
Okay, underway. Roger, we're programming and roll okay.
Roger, zero G, and I feel tremendous. Fine, capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is so bumpy along about here.
3 and some minutes after launching, spacecraft Friendship splashed into the Caribbean, smiling as he had smiled indeed all the way. About 50 miles, soon came aboard the recovery helicopter.
It was quite a day. I don't know what you can say about 4 beautiful sunsets in one day, but it's pretty interesting. Wondering what effect a new environment that we have had no experience with before. I recalled last night when we were discussing some of these things, the fact that I had had this little, I wanted to do something with it immediately, and it just seemed natural at that time after I'd been for, I guess it was a half hour or 45 minutes, I had acclimated to this rapidly enough that it just seemed perfectly natural rather than put the away. I just put it out in midair and let go of it and went ahead with the switch position here and reached back to the camera and went on with the work.
We have a long way to go, but this is the new ocean, and I believe the United States must sail on it. We started late in a position second to none. Months ago, I said some years that I hoped that every American would serve in the space race. Today, every American served his, and we all express our thanks to him.
An American hero successfully orbited the Earth for much of his journey, manually controlling his capsule and plummeting into the Pacific Ocean. 3 times, he had safely seen 4 sunsets. In one day,